You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
From Paris, New York, and around the globe, welcome to the Pet Sets. For the hip, the trendy, the uber cool, where pets rule. If you've got a passion for pet fashion and a flair for animal wear, this is the ultimate place to take a peek at what's chic. Find out what's hot and what's not in the world of designer pet fashion and cool new pet products. Whether you're a dog or cat, it's time to strut your stuff on the catwalk with your Pet Set Diva, Queen Dog Lady.
Welcome to the Pet Set. I'm your host, Queen Dog Lady, the Pet Fashion Diva. Today we are talking with Tracy Morales, who is owner of Planet Poochie in Kirkland, Washington. Tracy is both a boutique owner and fashion designer. She has her own label, Planet Poochie, which includes clothing, collars, and leashes. Tracy has an amazing eye for fashion, and her boutique carries high-fashion items such as Louis Vuitton, Versace, Coach, and other high-end labels. Tracy is a trendsetter. She searches all over the world to find the latest runway fashions for pets. We will be back after this short break with Tracy from Planet Poochie.
It's time for a walk down Fifth Avenue, of course. The Pet Set will be right back after we do a little shopping.
There's nothing like a shaggy dog, baby. They're shagatelic. And this is the place to find out how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Oh, yeah. So stop by our pad every week and get switched on, baby. Switched on to the show that's all about attitude. Oh, behave. With your groovy host, pet edutainer Arden Moore. Yeah, baby, yeah. Every week on demand on PetLifeRadio.com.
Pets are part of the family, and when traveling with your dog, there's only one magazine to include when packing your doggy's duffel bag, and that's Fido Friendly, the travel and lifestyle magazine for you and your dog. Each bi-monthly issue includes hotel, city, and state reviews, and doggy destinations to explore with your furry companion. Fido Friendly magazine can be found at Borders, Barnes & Noble, PetSmart, Pet Boutiques, and Fido Friendly hotels nationwide. Or you can go online to subscribe at www.FidoFriendly.com. So get traveling with your pet today and leave no dog behind. And remember, Fido Friendly's the only magazine dedicated to the travel lifestyle of man's best friend and the one magazine your dog will thank you for.
It's time to start scratching for donations for the Humane Society of Broward County's Walk for the Animals, presented by BCA Animal Hospitals. The walk is Saturday, March 1st at Esplanade Park in downtown Fort Lauderdale. You'll need a registration form, so stop by any BCA Animal Hospital, IHOP, the Museum of Discovery and Science, or the Humane Society. This event is also brought to you by Big 105.9, Comcast, Purina One,
PetLifeRadio.com,
Tidy Cats, and The Herald. Call 954-266-6817 or log on to walk4theanimals.com for more details. See you there.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
The Pet Set is back with more fashion trends for our furry friends. Here with the latest buzz in four-legged fashions is our Pet Set Diva, Queen Dog Lady.
Thanks. We are back from break with Tracy Morales, who is owner of Planet Poochie in Kirkland, Washington. She's also a designer of pet clothing as well. And today, we are going to cover Valentine's Day for your pet. Hi, Tracy. How are you today?
Hi, Tove. I'm so honored to be your first guest.
Oh,
thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being on here, Tracy, because you, I have to tell everybody, Tracy has the absolute most amazing store I have ever seen. The wall of the shameless dog speaks for itself. Tracy has this wall that is dedicated to the diva dogs out there in this world. So if you have a diva dog, oh my goodness, you have to go.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate that.
Well, thank you, Tracy. And Tracy, your store has one of the most unique selections of high fashion and unique pet items I have ever seen. Where do you find these amazing products?
Oh my God, Tove, I not only travel a great amount of time looking and hunting for these things and attending amazing shows and runway fashion shows for dogs, but I spend a countless amount of time on the internet hunting and searching for these things. I buy things from, I have things custom made in Japan and buy things from Beverly Hills and Florida and New York and Korea. I mean, just all over Australia. Just, there's just such an amazing world out there filled with fashion from every angle that, you know, you just, I just can't stop at just, you know, our place alone. But Seattle itself is in desperate need of great doggy fashion. So I just said, hey, let's bring it here. And so that's what I do. I hunt it down.
And you do. I mean, your store has stuff I've never seen before, ever. The bling collars, in which our latest copy of Seattle Dog Magazine was shot in Planet Poochie because Tracy has the bling wall. The collar on the cover is just the symbol of bling bling with a dog. It's just absolutely gorgeous.
It is. It's called the Swank, and it's five rows of Austrian crystal, and it comes in just gorgeous colors. We have it in a beautiful metallic gold pave and a silver for Valentine's Day. I'm so excited that we're actually talking about Valentine's Day for doggies, because what better time to get a Valentine's, you know, for your best friend. You know, I have this amazing Austrian crystal pave pendant collar. A pendant collar is something that's very hot on the runways right now with doggies. It's different than just the standard crystal collars that go all the way around. A pendant collar is actually what it sounds like. It's a pendant that slides onto the leather collar that houses whatever type of bling. I have this incredible double heart solid pave Austrian crystal pink collar. It is a pendant that goes on this beautiful soft pink metallic leather collar, and it is just to die for. I mean, it's so incredible that everyone that comes into the store, you know, just says, I want that for my doggie. Does it come in my doggy size? And amazingly enough, we can get it. We can get it for the 1 pound, 3 ounce doggy to the 250 pound doggy, which is really, really fun with pendant collars. It's because you can slide on just about anything. You can, you know, create your own special look, which is really fun.
That is fun. Well, what else is out there for Valentine's Day that people have just got to get their dog this year?
Well, you know, we don't forget about the boys either. I mean, we have
in the collar
line, we've got the diamond-like smoky Swarovski crystal with a really fun tough boy camo backing on brown leather. And then we've got a fabulous black leather collar with, believe it or not, diamond spikes. So even the boys get their bling, and it is really fun. I mean, they look tough, but it's bling and it's fun. I mean, this is what we're seeing on the streets of Beverly Hills right now. In Florida, which is, of course, the South Beach fashion capital, we have got this sexy lipstick red quilted sweetheart vest harness. I mean, this is just incredible on the doggies. It is so bright and sexy and elegant. It has a black fur trim with a velvet detail and crystal flowers. I mean, does it get any better than that?
No.
It does. It comes with a matching hat. It's this big brimmed Lady Di, you know, draping red hat to match. It has fur all the way around it. Their little adorable ears stick out the top, and it just shades them from the gorgeous sun and, you know, marking herself as, you know, the town diva. It's just so cute. You just die.
Ugh, I love it. And what about them heart collars? She sent me this email with these heart collars that are just incredible.
Yeah, those are the ones that are walking the streets of Beverly Hills right now. They are just, they're incredible. I mean, they're, the pendant collars are one of my favorites right now. Everybody wants it. We do have lots of different styles. I mean, the Wall of the Shameless Dog was literally created, I think, you know, for your magazine to be in there. We were so excited to hear that you were impressed with us, that we just built this incredible draping wall of bling. When we opened our store just, you know, 7 short months ago, you know, we didn't have as much bling. And people walked in saying, where's the bling? We want the bling. We want to see something that you can't find anywhere else. And so we dove into it, and I just started beating down the bushes of every angle of this world and came up with this. One of the things that I love for Valentine's Day, I have pulled from New York, which is just a stunning, soft, pink leather coat. It has a custom embroidered tattoo design heart with beautiful soft wings that wrap around it that says love right through the middle of it. It's topped off with this gorgeous black fur detailing and undercoat. It is just to die for. It comes in a black leather also with the other opposite of the heart and the wings, so you can put it on the boys too. And I mean, on both doggies. It's just the ultimate in our store. It is really, really fun.
That sounds awesome. And I know you have your own custom line of dresses, which my dog has. Oh, my gosh. Cutest little thing. I got her one for Christmas, so I'm going to go get her one for Valentine's Day. But Tracy makes these incredible, and designs them herself, these dresses that are just, they're little ball gowns.
Oh, I love to work. One of my secrets is I love to work with local businesses. I'm such a team player. I love searching the world over, but if I can find something incredible right in my own backyard, I'm on it. I mean, it's all about local business and supporting each other. And I incorporate some local seamstress. I found that no matter how hard I searched, I couldn't find exactly what I was looking for. I had things in my mind. I'm a designer by trade, so I started designing some incredible little doggy coats and big doggy coats, custom sizing for our bulldogs and our Frenchies and our doggies that need that custom fit. Coats that have designer limited edition fabrics like Alexander Henry and some of these other, you know, Michael Kaufman, things like that, that are just incredible, skulls with florals and, you know, beautiful tattooed divas and funky furs that are just to die for. And some of these coats are just, they're just too fun. I mean, people come in and just go, oh my God, I've never seen anything like it. And I all the time get to work with these, you know, fabulous local seamstress. And they're so good to work with me because not only do they make their own things, but they alter things to my designs so that we can have our own label and design things custom for the local doggies. The dresses we had during the holidays were just incredible. I mean, I hand-selected these taffeta and gold lamé fabrics, and they made these dresses with, you know, 3 layers of fluff and just incredible. They were just really, really fun. And for Valentine's Day, we've got a huge line of beautiful, you know, soft pink and hot pinks and even doggy corsets. We've got Victoria's Secret for doggies right here in our own store. I mean, it is just so much fun, and the dogs love it.
Well, and I've noticed too, and you even have simple stuff like the bow ties for the dogs, which a dog even like mine, I have one dog that I dress up, and then my 2 boy dogs refuse. But they have that nice, I got at your shop, that bow tie that looks like a little tuxedo for the boy
Absolutely.
Dogs.
Absolutely. It's, you know, even for the people who say, I would never dress my dog, we've got simple things like cute little t-shirts, you know, custom-made little bandanas. I mean, we've got Harley bandanas. We've got bling bandanas. We've got cute little hats. I mean, you know, the simplest thing, the bow ties are great. We have a local bridal shop right below us that is very famous, and many people come up here saying, I've got a wedding that my doggy needs to be in, and we need, like, something simple. We don't want to put him in a tuxedo, and so we've got these incredible little bow tie collars that can go on the doggies, and they just look so sharp, so sharp.
Yeah, well, even your collar line, that the whole wall that you have of the different collars, even is dressy. You know, you put on the right bling collar and your dog, you know, and as Tracy knows, I've got the most gorgeous Swarovski crystal lime green collar for my diva dog that just everybody notices.
You absolutely do. You have one of my absolute favorite. We had that custom made for us in New York by a fabulous company that I work closely with, and I get to pick out every stone and the color of the leathers and how it's going to be detailed, and they have incredible hardware that's like Chanel quality. I mean, it's just beautiful, beautiful stuff, and your doggie is undoubtedly a diva in it.
Oh, everybody comments on my collar, and you know, and it's actually affordable. It's $105, but I tell you what, you ever want one necessary item for your dog, they wear their collar every day. That's so right. It's like them having that dress-up item every single day.
In this world of divas, the little doggy divas now, you know, people, I have collar armoires that hang on your wall that people dress their doggies, even if they don't dress them in clothes or if they don't dress them in clothes every day, they are changing their collars. I mean, it is a fashion world, you know, with us and with our dogs. Our dogs are becoming a part of our daily walk, our daily, you know, drive. Everywhere we go, we're able to take them with us now, and we do. It's different. You know, we're looking at, you know, a lot of young couples that are not having children. They are taking their doggies with them everywhere. And, you know, a lot of us want to accessorize our pets as we would ourselves, and the dogs are loving it. The dogs know that we're happy with them, and that in turn makes them happy. And, you know, people change their collars like we change our shoes. I mean, wearing green today, and my dog's going to wear green too. And so, you know, the days of the one single collar, it's gone.
Oh, yeah, because the selection I had seen in your stores, there's even like this beautiful line that had, they were made out of old belts and human belts, and they're beautiful.
I love her. Her name is, she's a local Seattle artist. And one thing about living in Seattle, you know, we have an art capital here. It is just an amazing art community. And I searched down a lot of artists, people that can add something to the doggy world. And I found this incredible artist that is out of Seattle, and she takes vintage belts, people belts, and creates amazing one-of-a-kind doggy collars out of them. And so each one is a one-of-a-kind work of art. Just absolutely incredible. Some of them, she even cuts a wristband to match. So that way your doggy and you are matching. And that is just—it's just the top. I mean, it is really, really fun. And you're wearing some—you're supporting a local artist. You're—you know—you're wearing a one-of-a-kind collar, and it's just—you know—it's so much fun. And the doggies just know how pleased you are with them.
Well, we're going to take a quick break now, and then we'll be back with Tracy to finish up our talk here on Valentine's Day for your dog.
It's time for a walk down Fifth Avenue, of course. The Pet Set will be right back after we do a little shopping.
Attention passengers, please fasten your seatbelts, put your seat bags and sleeping pets in their full upright position, and prepare for takeoff.
Pet Life Radio presents Travel Tales, the show where you'll get great travel ideas on perfect places for you and your pet. From Paris to paradise, south of the border to the South Seas, Travel Tales will give you cool tips on fun vacation destinations to travel with your pet, pet-friendly hotels, and advice on how to travel safely and happily with your furry best friends. So, get ready to pack the bags and the bones with your Travel Tales hosts, Susan Sims and Nicholas Veslowski, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Greetings, human. What planet am I on? Welcome to Pet Planet. Here's a copy of Pet Planet magazine, Florida's most informative and fun pet resource magazine. It features heartwarming stories and informative articles from local and national pet experts.
Excellent.
Pet Planet magazine offers Operation Planet Rescue, helping rescued pets find new homes. And it's available at 500 locations in South and Central Florida and 24/7 on the internet at PetPlanetMagazine.com. If you're out and about with your pet, you may be featured in paparazzi, candid pictures of you and your pet. For up-to-date pet-friendly events, activities, and pet-related services and products, Pet Planet Magazine is your final destination.
I shall take this magazine home with me.
Back to your home planet?
No, to my condo in Boca.
Pet Planet Magazine. Check them out at www.petplanetmagazine.com or 352-394-8578. It's out of this world.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
The Pet Set is back with more fashion trends for our furry friends. Here with the latest buzz in four-legged fashions is our Pet Set diva, Queen Dog Lady.
Okay, we're back here with Tracy Morales, who is owner of Planet Poochie, which is in Kirkland, Washington. She's also a designer of her own line, which is Planet Poochie. Welcome back, Tracy.
Thank you, Tovey. You know, Tovey, we keep talking about all the bling and all the fun for doggies. You know, I don't want people to think that in the new fashion world for pets, it's not all about bling. We love that part of it, and that's how it, I believe, started. But, you know, it has ventured into incredible clothing for our pets. Not just clothing for fun, but clothing for need. You know, coats for your dogs. I mean, whether they're a Mastiff that's 250 pounds or they're a, you know, 2.5 pound Yorkie, you know, they need to be warm. They need to be, you know, kept clean and healthy. And, you know, we forget that they don't live in the wild anymore. They live in our homes and they acclimate themselves to those environments and need that warmth and contentment of having something, you know, on them as well as we do when we take a walk. The other thing is that we have an incredible line of really fun clothing for dogs. It, you know, for the Labrador that plays in the doggy park to, you know, the hip punk type dog that so many people are cutting their little doggy hair on top and a little spiked, you know, mohawk and dyeing their hair and stuff. I'm looking at this incredible thermal rock hoodie sweatshirt for doggy right now.
Yes.
It is so cute. It has a, you know, gorgeous hand-painted heart with wings. It says love unconditional. I mean, if that doesn't say it, nothing does about our doggies. It is so cute. It's even tie-dye, and it's so cute. It's for the totally rocker hip doggy. Other things, you know, include like four-legged jumpsuits. I mean, I have so many doggies that wear four-legged jumpsuits. It's funny. You know, they're just, they love having that full coverage, not just their little tops or their little arms, but, you know, I've got these jumpsuits that are so cute on the little rocker dogs. You know, they have jeans and little white beater tank shirts with skull, you know, bling on them and little studs. They are so cute on the doggies. They love them, and they put them on. We actually, I think right after I opened the store, one of the first customers said to me, you know, I'd like to try some things on. Where's your dressing room? Where's your mirrors? And I was shocked. I thought, really? I just couldn't believe it. But we had to remodel the store so that we had dressing areas and, you know, doggy level mirrors. And believe it or not, it is true. The doggies, whether they're a big doggy or a little doggy, they are there. Checking themselves out, you know, and
it's
just really cute, you know, and they love it. They know that they've got something new on. You know, I have more and more people tell me, you know, you would think, you know, this bulldog comes in and you would think, who dresses their bulldog? But I mean, people come in and they've got this tough little bulldog and they go, oh, my dog loves wearing clothes. Every morning before we go out, he knows he gets a new collar on and he gets his t-shirt or his jacket and he's ready to go. And without it, he doesn't even know how to go to the door.
Oh, yeah. Remember, I was there when those two bulldogs came in, the boy and the girl, and you were getting them clothes for Christmas. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, I They were getting matching outfits.
Yeah, yeah, people do it. And you know, they really do. The dogs love it. It is definitely the way of the future here. I mean, it is just a growing industry, and I'm so glad that people are starting to realize that, you know, their best friend deserves to look great, too.
Oh, absolutely. Now, what is the big buzz in L.A., New York, and Florida? Which are the trend-setting places for pet high fashion? I mean, who is pretty much the number one for trend-setting right now?
Oh, gosh. You know, we all want to believe that it's New York. The people themselves are so ahead of the game. You know, they have such a diverse culture there that you see so much diverse fashion. But I really have to say that I believe that Beverly Hills and L.A., this February 23rd, they're having the Luxury Pet Pavilion, which is an incredible, you know, runway fashion show for the top of the line, just like the Pet Fashion Week in New York.
It'll
be held at the Bonaventure Hotel for all of the retailers like myself so that we can go and select the hottest fashions out there. I mean, they honor, you know, some incredible silver screen doggies, you know, by putting their footprints in cement, just like they do for the superstars. And, I mean, it really is fun. So I have to say that, you know,
Beverly Hills,
that Los Angeles and Beverly Hills and all of those places where so many of the doggies are superstars themselves and from such diverse areas that I think it's Los Angeles. And some of the things that they have to offer are incredible. I mean, not just the mass quantity of what's in New York or what's in Europe in different areas. I mean, I search Europe all the time. I just found in London an incredible four-legged jumpsuit by Burberry. I mean, there's nothing like it here.
Yes, Burberry, you emailed me that photo.
Oh, it's just so cute. I just put it on a Chinese crested the other day, and he went out in it, and it was just to die for. It was so
It
cute.
Is to die for. It the is. Colors. Oh, my gosh.
The little plaid Burberry. It just says, I'm very special. You know, when you're walking down the street, I mean, everyone would stop you. But, you know, one thing I have to say that is just, it just came around, and it's just so incredible, is there's a wonderful company that I just adore in Los Angeles. She's a Los Angeles bred designer there, and the name of her company is Chihuahua. And, of course, she started with a fun little Chihuahua herself. His name is Elvis, and he is so cute, and he's a rescue doggy, and she started this little line of custom design things for him because she couldn't find anything at the beginning, and so she's grown into this huge company that make custom designed little coats and jackets for doggies that are small, and hence the name Chihuahua, and I just collected some wonderful things off the Las Vegas runway from her, one of them being something that I feel is going to be the hottest thing in my store. Absolutely. If somebody walked in today and said, what's the hottest thing in your store, I'd have to say this. I have, with the new news that we've heard from Hollywood, that Cher is the diva fashion queen out there of rock and roll.
Right. Oh, absolutely.
I have, from Chihuahua, I have a one-of-a-kind vintage rocker jacket. This rocker jacket is made with a real vintage T-shirt from Cher's Believe Tour in 1994. It has the most funky pink fur trim on it, and it's made, believe it or not, out of old vintage Levi's. I mean, it is just so incredible. You can't even believe it. And the fact that it's got Cher all over it, it's adorable. It's adorable. It's a must-have. And it's definitely, I think, with Cher's comeback, which I think is just an amazing grace in itself, I think that this is going to be a really hot ticket in my store. And being that it's a one-of-a-kind, one piece, I think people are going to be auctioning for this thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I've seen it, and it is. It's absolutely gorgeous. It's just unbelievable. The other item was that pink leather coat, the one with the custom embroidered tattoo design heart.
Oh, yeah. That is really incredible. As I said in the beginning of the show, it is just, you know, being that it is this soft, you know, supple leather that, you know, just smooths right over the dog, you know, fits them so snug with the black fur trim and the details. It's incredible. I mean, all of these things that we talk about on the radio show today, we'll be housing on our website so that you can see this stuff.
Yeah,
you
know, the people right do. On. They need to see it. It's so beautiful. I mean, just some of the stuff, the details, these designers, these little details that they do, it's just so amazing to see.
Absolutely, absolutely. I have a little, I have a new line in that I got from the other end of the world, and it has a little cowboy shirt that has little cut-off sleeves, and it's sprayed on the sleeves. I mean, it looks like something right out of the cowboy days, and it has the little pearled snap button on the front of it with the little collar. I mean, this thing is incredible. I mean, it looks just like something that you get at a high-end, you know, Western store, and it's just adorable. The quality and the details of every little thing that they make on these, you know, it's over the top, and it's something that when you see the design that you like and you put it on your doggy, you're in love with it. You're in love with your doggy all over again.
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, I discovered, and this is definitely one of the things I'm getting my dogs for Valentine's Day when it comes to treats. Tracy found this amazing couple there. Enu Treats is the treat line.
Yeah.
And they are the cutest treats I have ever seen. They are
Aren't
in the shape
adorable?
Of, oh my gosh. And they're so good. Every person I have told about them, they run out and get them. And almost every place they look for them, they're sold out.
Yeah. They're, you know, it's a human-grade made product. This couple, young couple, I found at a little farmer's market over in Seattle on a sunny, beautiful day during the summer. They are incredible. I mean, they were a small-time little couple just making these treats. They make this little Asian-themed treat. They're called doggy paw stickers. Instead of pot stickers, they look like a little paw. You know, a paw sticker. Oh, God, they're adorable. And they actually, they take the quality of what they do. They make these themselves where they take turkey breast and cook it and grind it and then use all natural ingredients like no soy, no corn, no wheat. They use brown rice flour and oat flour and, you know, marjoram and this turkey breast and, you know, oregano and basil and olive oil. And they cook up these treats that you literally... It's human grade. I mean, you can just pop it in your mouth for a snack, but the dog.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, all of our dogs, what's the number one thing they love? Well, it's people food. Well, you know, if we can minus out all the bad things that are in our people food and allow our doggies to have a treat that's just for them, they love it. They love it. And Enu Treats is fantastic. I mean, they make a salmon treat. They make a turkey treat. I gave them this idea to even make a blueberry treat. I told them we need something fruity. Dogs love blueberries. People that come in that say, I want, you know, blueberry treats. My dog loves blueberries. He eats them right off the bush. And so they created custom this blueberry treat, and the dogs love them. I mean, you smell this, and you taste it, and it just, you know, it's just incredible. And they're always, you know, just fresh because as fast as I get them in, they're gone.
She's out of them right now, and I know a lot of stores, they come in and they're gone, especially like they have the little egg rolls. They have, what are the ones with the seaweed?
Oh, yeah, the nori bones. The nori bones they're made with actual salmon fillet right here from Seattle, and they're all natural ingredients, again, like the paw sticker, and then they take a little seaweed and wrap it. It really is, you know, encouraging for the doggy. I mean, the doggies just smell these and just go crazy. And salmon, you know, really become a big thing in the doggy industry as far as health. You know, salmon oil really helps with the digestion and with the coat. And just like for us, I mean, salmon is, you know, great for us too with all the omega-3s. So that treat is not only healthy, but, you know, incredibly yummy, and the dogs love it.
Oh, it's just fabulous. I mean, my dogs I brought home samples last week, and they practically bit my hand off when I gave them to them.
Yeah.
So I just, well, and what's cute is they have pink packaging, so it's the perfect Valentine's Day present is that cute pink package of Enu Treats. And if people want more information about them, they have their own website, which is www.inutreats.com. And you can actually see the pictures of these items. They're just way cute. I'm actually having them cater my dog's wedding in June. My dogs are getting married. You know, they're married already, but we're going to actually have the beautiful ceremony, and which Tracy's actually custom making a beautiful wedding dress for my diva dog Casey.
That's right.
And they are going to. I know I have two naughty dogs living in sin, so that's why we're going to make them legitimate couple. And Miss Casey and Mr. Tank Dog are going to get married. We're going to have a beautiful wedding for them. And Enu Treats will be actually catering and doing all my little dog food for the event, in which what we're going to do is we're doing it for charity. We're going to have people, instead of buying us gifts, we're going to have them buy products so we can give them to some of these wonderful rescues and shelters that care for dogs. Yeah. Well, dog weddings are also, you know, fabulous. Like you said, people are going to weddings with their dog, and people are having weddings for their dogs, and Valentine's Day parties and birthday parties.
About parties, you know, I mean, parties have become a really big trend in the fashion industry. It, you know, going to a party, whether it's a party, a human party, or a doggy party, I mean, it is the posh thing to do. If you are invited to someone's home for dinner, for a party, for a birthday party, for a holiday, or even just going to someone's, you know, house to pick them up for Valentine's Day, it is the posh and necessary thing to do to bring their doggy something.
You
bring them a cute little toy or a bag of treats. I mean, you've got a bottle of wine in one hand and a little doggy special bag in the other. That is the way it is nowadays. If you show up at someone's house and don't have something for their doggy, it's just not posh. It's just not acceptable.
Well, and a lot of people, like you said, there's a lot of people, they are not having children. They're
Absolutely.
Just, you know, they have their dogs. I met a couple that own a very posh restaurant in Seattle. I'm going to their dog's birthday party on Sunday.
Absolutely.
And they said, we don't have kids. We have a dog. We love, love, love our dog. We dress our dog. Our dog is our baby.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there a lot of couples these days are skipping the kids, you know, because I've had enough kids for everybody. So I think everybody's had. So May's had 5 kids, so we can all quit now. She's populated.
Right.
So we have dogs. So these dogs, the parties, Valentine's Day, I know a lot of people that are having special Valentine's Day parties or making sure their dog is taken care of on Valentine's Day. And that's why buying them that special treat, that special outfit, you know, because people then, of course, want to take their dog out. And people say, oh, look at that cute Valentine's Day outfit.
Yep. I just
so
had
people are looking.
A customer in here last night. She said, I'm going to a doggy birthday party in Portland, Oregon, and I've got to have a new dress for Missy. And so we spent a half an hour, you know, trying on dresses for Missy, and she just couldn't make up her mind, so she took 3. But, you know, it's things like that. I mean, you don't just buy it for your own, but you usually come over with your doggy, you know, to visit the other doggy and your friends. And, of course, your doggy has to be dressed for the occasion, too. And so
absolutely.
It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun, and I think people are just really enjoying themselves with the whole new trend of it all. You know, I come from a long, you know, line of pet industry. I mean, I was in the pet industry over 25 years ago when, you know, we sold doggies, lots of them. There was no doggy bling. There was no doggy clothes. I mean, the most we had was maybe a little red sweater or an argyle, and that was considered really odd, you know,
And now Nordstrom even sells them.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't Nordstrom even have their own clothes?
Absolutely. Nordstrom carries Tasha Couture and, you know, Juicy Couture. And, I mean, there's just so many. Everybody is on the bandwagon. It amazes me that I can walk into just about any store these days and see people on the doggy bandwagon. I mean, they are just, everyone's trying to take advantage of it. And, you know, and I mean, I love some of the stuff that is out there, you know, inexpensive places like, you know, Target and Walmart.
Target,
have
yep.
Fun doggy stuff. you know, but at the same time, there's boutiques like, you know, the upper scale doggy boutiques like mine and some of my other friends around. I mean, there's an incredible mall close to us that has a wonderful store that I just love their lines. And I work really closely with a lot of local doggy stores so that I know what they've got. And we're not crisscrossing. We're actually enhancing each other. I send people, a lot of my customers, to other doggy stores all around. And let them know that, hey, you know, I just saw this incredible pink dress over at this other place. You've got to see it. It'll fit her perfectly. And, you know, send them around, and we all kind of work together, which is really, really fun. But
oh, yeah. Well, I got to ask you, Tracy, what will you be buying your own pet, Miss Diva Dog Stella, this Valentine's Day?
Oh, Miss Diva Dog Stella. What won't I be buying her? We have one of those designer dogs. We had pugs for many years, and we loved them, but somehow I always ended up with this giant pug. And this time around, I said, you know, I think I want to be Paris Hilton for a while. I want a little pocket dog. And so I ended up with something called a designer dog. It's called a Chug. He is actually half Chihuahua and half pug. So we still have the fun pug silliness with a curly fun tail, but we've got a little bit smaller one on the Chihuahua
yes.
side. And she is undoubtedly a diva. She has it all, of course. But, you know, I'm really having a hard time not pulling this gorgeous chair, one-of-a-kind vintage rocker jacket right off the wall and onto my diva, because I tell you, the first person that walks into the store and wants that coat and it fits their doggy, I'm going to be crying. I really think that she may end up with that chair coat, but if not, I think she's ready for the double Austrian crystal pendant collar. I think, you know, her five rows of swanky dog gold might just not be enough.
She needs more. She definitely needs more bling. Bling is good.
Absolutely. And she knows it, too. She knows she's wearing her bling.
Oh, yeah. Well, as I said, everybody comments when I got Miss Casey out, and everybody knows Casey's with me all the time. I mean, she's sitting at my feet right now. That collar gets so much. Everybody, where in the world did you get that collar? That is just the coolest collar ever.
Yeah.
The color.
With Swarovski crystals, the closest thing to diamonds. It's unlike any other stones and bling that I have in the store. I mean, I have incredible bling, lots of it, but the Swarovski crystal is above and beyond anything else. If you hold it next to anything, it shines like a diamond. I mean, it is just incredible, and it's durable. I mean, she can go swimming in that puppy.
Oh, yeah. Well, Tracy, in closing, I would love to thank you for being a part of this first show and giving us all those great tips on items. Do you have any last-minute items that you just got to mention that people just got to have today?
You know, one last thing I have to say that, you know, I can't stress it enough, that keeping your dog warm and comfortable during the colder
yes.
winter months is so vitally important.
We're
going to be doing our first spring clearance sale this Thursday, starting Valentine's Day. We have all of our gorgeous little Valentine's dresses on sale, 50% off, which is amazing.
Steal.
Never done that before. And all of our coats. So this way, hopefully, it'll encourage the people that have not considered having a coat. Maybe it's time to maybe give it a try. And then also, the people who, you know, just have to have one more incredible coat. They will
yes.
be on sale also for 50% off during the spring clearance this weekend. And that,
well,
that's
what's nice is unlike people, coats, you can put them away for a year. So it's nice is if you buy your dogs a nice coat. First of all, well, in Seattle, we use them year-round.
Of course.
It's just a fact
yes,
of life. So if you have a New York dog or Chicago dog, someplace where it tends to rain still, it is nice to have that perfect coat for your dog because they do shiver. They do get cold. So having a coat is actually something really nice to have year-round for your dog.
I do. I try to remind them, the one catcher I always have is to take your dog out, what, 3, 4, 5 times a day for a walk. And if it's raining,
yeah.
you come back with a wet, stinky dog. So
yes.
if you had a little, you know, vinyl raincoat on him, You come back with the wet raincoat. You take it off,
yes.
You hang it up in the shower area, and you've got a dry, happy dog. You don't have to wipe him off. I mean, it's a no-brainer.
Exactly. Well, to learn more about Tracy, her boutique, and her product line, please visit her website at www.planetpoochie, and Poochie, that's Poochie.com. And all of the products we have discussed today will be available on her website as well. So thank you so much, Tracy, for being part of our first show.
Kobe, I am so honored. Thank you so much. I wish us all great success in the new year. And you have a great day, you and your Poochie.
Oh, thank you. You too. And thank you for listening to The Pet Set. This is your doggy fashion host, Queen Dog Lady, that wishes you and your pets a wonderful Valentine's Day. And please give your pet a kiss from the Queen Dog Lady.
From Paris, New York, and around the globe, get ready for the hip, the trendy, the uber cool, where pets rule. If you've got a passion for pet fashion and a flair for animal wear, this is the ultimate place to take a peek at what's chic in the world of designer pet fashion and cool new pet products. On The Pet Set, our fashion diva, Queen Dog Lady. The Pet Set, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.